In his second day of testimony, Mr. Estrada denied any knowledge of documents submitted by the prosecution showing he had received kickbacks from excise taxes. He repeatedly told the court he did not recognize the documents and had nothing to do with them. One of his attorneys, Rene Sagisag, disputed prosecution claims that 130 million pesos, or $2.5 million in tobacco taxes, were delivered to Mr. Estrada's house. But Special Prosecutor Dennis Villa Ignacio told reporters during a break that he expected such denials. He said the prosecution is confident that Estrada will not be able to overcome the documentary evidence against him. Mr. Estrada's trial has dragged on for 5 years, but his own testimony began only last week. Critics accused the defense of prolonging the legal battle in hopes of gaining public support, but defense attorney Sagisag denies this. He says other cases against major political figures, such as the family of former President Ferdinand Marcos, moved even slower.
Why don't you ask why the cases of the Marcoses are tried once every decade? So this is the fastest moving case in each category. Because in this country, that's just how it is.
It could be mid-May before Mr. Estrada finishes his testimony at the Sandigan Bayan, or anti-corruption court, because the case is only being heard one day per week. While the exchanges took place inside the courtroom, about 200 supporters of Mr. Estrada gathered peacefully outside a nearby church. They carried banners proclaiming his innocence and calling for his freedom. Mr. Estrada was driven from office in 2001 by a popular revolt backed by the military. He is a former movie star and still has a strong following among poor voters who originally swept him to power. Plunder, the crime with which Mr. Estrada is charged, carries a maximum penalty of death. Douglas Batchin for VOA News, Manila.